Sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, crank it.
Yeah, I think I am.
You know what? I think my headset is just low. I gotta fix that. That's probably meant to be listened to loud. There we go. That's better.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not coming out so loud. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait a minute. We need some applause or something. Y'all are kind of dead. Can you run it off? Wait a minute. Applause!
Yay!
Oh, oh, my God. Yay!
Yay!
All right, let me introduce the show.
Because I'm pretty much going to not be able to talk the rest of the time because it's hard to do this on my phone. It is Thursday, December 6th, 2012. Time for a Refron Ready Show. I am Snow White. And again, my damn microphone's not working. So I'm on my phone. And it's really hard to talk on this thing because it's really hard for me to hear. Awesome. We have Game Matrix / Corey up in the hizzle as well. Hello, ma'am.
Hola, mommy.
Hola, hi. Yeah, it's really hard to hear. This is pissing me off. We also have Master Blaster up in the hizzle. Hello, Master Blaster.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What is with you all in the British accents tonight?
Hello.
And Ginger Rocks is actually not feeling very well today, so she's going to be taking the night off. She's probably going to be resting in bed for a little bit.
This is the message I got. I'm puking, and I'm hot. I got it.
Nice.
I would like that was more information than I needed, but thank you.
That was classy right there.
I think she's playing APB. If y'all see her, tell her I'm a cutter. Anybody in APB?
Let me log on a theme. I'll tell you in a minute.
Damn.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Do you want to announce our special thing?
Our special thing?
You want to announce my special thing, Corey?
Can I
announce it, baby? You know how I like it.
Look at my time. Yeah, I'll announce it. Can I rub on it, too?
Boing. Sorry.
Okay, we are having a very special guest, one Miss Krista Charter. I finally said her real name correct because I have always called her Trixie. Do y'all know?
That dirty. That sounded dirty.
Yeah, that's why I like to call her Trixie because it sounds dirty.
Dirty, baby. Rah. I don't even know what that means. Hello?
Okay. Drama. Y'all cannot text and talk to me while we're doing a live show when we have special guests. How about my phone just shut off? That's how serious it is. Okay.
Angry phone. Rawr.
Okay. Yeah, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Rawr. It's like, no.
Yeah.
All right, so let me drag her in here, actually. Let's drag her in because I was asking if she wanted phone or Skype. She's live satellite from China. No.
China.
Oh, Miss Krista, are you there, darling?
Here I am.
Oh, I love that voice. I love that voice. Okay, I told them I'd call you Trixie. Were you listening to hear why I call you Trixie? Because it sounds dirty.
It is kind of a stripper name, isn't it?
it's the way Corey said it, because it wasn't just Trixie. It was like, Trixie.
Yeah,
it was dirty.
Yeah. I get that a lot, actually.
That's how I say it. That's how you roll. You got to say it that way. So we are all unprofessional here because, yeah, I hit my head yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I got mildly concussed.
How did you do that?
Yesterday, It was not yesterday.
See? I didn't remember the day. I did that because Kit Natrix was trying to run away. You know, you can't just run away from me. So
No, you cannot.
She won't let you. She won't let you get away.
Oh, I tried to flee her once at PAX or something, and I lived to regret it.
Yes, she did.
Well, at least you lived. Some people
I did.
Don't.
That's true.
That's true.
I count myself lucky.
I would never kill you. Put both in your hair, and don't think I forgot.
Oh, man. I was hoping you did.
Mm-mm. I got a package of bows I've been keeping for you for like 5 years for you.
Awesome.
So in case you all didn't know, you live under a rock. Miss Trixie. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to call you Trixie. That's just you.
That's fine. That's fine.
Has written a book. I didn't know you had any lyrical prowess like that. I was all in awe when I saw it pop up.
I think she's trying to say she didn't think you were creative.
No, I know she's creative. I didn't know she was like doing a full book. You know, gamers, we don't have that general.
What are you trying to say? Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Not dedicated? Game
no,
can't be dedicated to something besides video games?
Not dedicated. I'm saying the focus. Because I also know she has an addiction to Zuma. So I was thinking, this woman wrote a book, you know? No, so I'm tapping my arm because that's what I'm thinking she's doing, tapping her vein whenever this Zuma's out. Right here. So I was just all shocked and then got teary-eyed and proud. And this is wonderful. Is one of ours.
Well, thank you.
So catch us up because, of course, everybody's been asking this question, I'm sure. What have you been doing since you left the evil Microsoft? Microsoft.
let's see. I left 2 years ago. I spent about 6 months at a PR agency and didn't like it there very much. No, nothing against them. It's just, you know, it's corporate-y and I just never learned to like the taste of ass. So I left.
Yeah.
And I've been doing freelance and consulting and writing books since then.
Yes, I remember you told me about Trixieland Consulting. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about what exactly is Trixieland Consulting. What do you do there?
Well, part of it is I do copywriting for clients. Some are mostly gaming type stuff, but other stuff as well. You know, write copy for the websites, and then community management, social media consulting too, and that's mostly for gaming type things. So,
and how did we come up with the idea for a book or?
Well, I've always wanted to. I wanted to be the editor since I was 9, and. To me, when I was 9, being a writer meant writing books. I mean, as it turned out, I was able to be a writer. I went into the games industry as a writer. I wrote for a magazine and wrote packaging and advertising. And I was actually started at Microsoft as a technical writer. So, and then I worked on the website, you know, writing and editing and on the website on Xbox.com. So I've always been a writer. But to me, you know, the real test of being a writer was writing a book. So I wrote a book when I was younger, and I published it last year. It's called The Sleepless Nanny. And but then it was time to write a new book, and I love mysteries. And I thought, hey, why don't I combine all of these years and years of experience in the games industry with my favorite genre to read, which is mysteries, and let's kill off some people at... at Xbox, basically.
I was gonna ask you.
They're already dead inside, though. You're not. I mean,
no kidding. I know. It's like shooting a zombie in the head.
You can't kill that which has no life.
It has no soul.
That's right.
Y'all know you're gonna get us in trouble. Do you know how many times I get calls from some? I don't even know who it is that calls me, and they're like, "Shut up! I don't know what you're saying. Whatever it is you're spilling, shut up."
That's me. That's me. I call you every day and say that to
no,
you.
No, it's not you. It clearly says Microsoft on my caller ID, and it's like this is the sentence that starts off, "Corey, yes, stop it,
stop it.
Don't say anything else." And then I have to be like,
"And then you have to say more because screw them, right?"
Well, no.
Don't try to silence me.
I need to keep my gamer tag. I already lost one. See, you are free from the shackles. The rest of us are not free.
I am unshackled for sure.
And by the way, those of you who are not in the chat room right now or might be listening to us later on, I went ahead and posted a link to Trixie's blog.
See, now he's breaking
it
up.
Seems like you enjoy kind of, am I? I don't know. Anyway, it seems like you enjoy giving people a lot of tips about how to write things. So that seems like your blog's kind of dedicated to that. Do you feel like maybe you want to kind of teach people kind of what the process that you went through and give them some tips?
You know, I wouldn't call it tips so much, although I did call that last post, you know, tips for writers. But I just know that it's taking on a novel, it's a huge task, mostly because it's really intimidating. And some days the writing goes well, but, you know, most of the days it sucks and it's hard and every word's like a big pain in the ass. So it's more of encouragement, I think, because I'm certainly not an expert. I mean, I have two books out that, you know, I'm not Stephen King. I'm not not rich and famous from writing yet. But, you know, I think my goal is more like, here's the stuff I'm learning as I go along. And if it helps you, awesome. Or if it even, you know, makes you think, okay, you know what, I've got a novel inside me. I'm going to see if I can birth it. Then that would feel
I like
happy
the word
to help.
Birth. Now, the character Lexi, I like that the clothing and the dress. And I think I can name about five people who I know that always dressed inappropriately like that as such in the gaming show. But I'm not going to name any names because I love them.
Well, you know, to be fair, I definitely dressed inappropriately at Xbox a lot of the time. In fact, I used to work on the same floor as Robbie Bach when he was president. And he would give me some serious stink eye, and then I would know my skirt was too short. I was like, oh, okay, Robbie.
So I don't think your skirt...
dial it back a notch.
Your skirt wasn't as short as the people we know.
I don't know.
No, I saw one skirt you had on that was, you know, I was kind of like, man, okay, well, but she can bend and stoop in it. But somebody, again, not naming names, bent over, and I was like, girl, I saw what you had for 2 days ago. Stop that. Is not gonna work.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to ping you after the show and find out who that is. I would like that gossip.
You already know. Now, let me. I have a question that's burning in my brain. What happened to Gamer Chicks? Did they just abolish it after you left? And I say abolish because we were huge.
You know, it's kind of a sad story. Remember back, I think it was early 2009, there was a massive round of layoffs at Microsoft in general. It was like the stock was crappy, the economy was crappy, and Microsoft was like, okay, we'll, you know, fire a bunch of people. So I lost the support team that I had, and it sucked because people that had just been hired, you know, got laid off.
Oh.
And so I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep up. Like, and that was around the time that Xbox launched as well. So it was like they said, okay, you have to do this weekly show. Plus, now we're not going to help you out with it. It was like same with Xbox ambassadors too. Just like giving out millions of icons and like trying to make sure people are really women and trying to do stuff like that. I just didn't have time anymore, and they didn't, you know, give me any resources. So it was sort of like, okay. And then I went on maternity leave, and so no new people were added. And when I got back from maternity leave, they completely changed my job. They're like, we don't want you to do community anymore. We want you to do stupid shit. I'm like, all right.
stupid shit? That was
the implicit message. But, newsflash, if you work at Microsoft, don't have a baby because your career's fucked. But anyway, be that as it may, I didn't really have clearance to work on Gamer Chicks anymore at that point. And then they were going through, they were redoing the forums, and there weren't going to be private forums anymore. So it was just like it was all going to hell, and there wasn't really any much I could do about it. And then Sarah, Dirty Diva, you know, created the Pop Chick site, which was basically like a lifeboat for Gamer Chicks. So that's, you know, the form that Gamer Chicks exists in today, and it's super unfortunate because I mean, not that Pop Chicks is there, but just the whole Microsoft side of it kind of blows. But, whatever.
While I have you here, because obviously when I see you at PAX, we're usually running around, I feel like all of us in the female gamer community owe you such a huge debt of gratitude, not just for Gamer Chicks, but you just kind of kicked the door open for a lot of us. We owe you, I can't thank you enough. You are one of the main reasons that, you know, I ended up starting to do my site. There's a whole list of things, but you were one of the reasons. I remember seeing your cartoon avatar on the front of Xbox, and I said, who is that? First, I was jealous, and I was like, who is she? And why did she get the cool job? And then after that, you know, I started reading, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. I wonder if anybody knows what's happening here. Do you see what's happening? And so we just, yeah, Loopy's saying thank you to the chat room too. We just, you don't know how loved you are. I got an extra kidney if you ever need one.
That kid hit everybody.
It's the bad one, but still, she can have it.
Well, I thank you. I wish that I deserved that high praise, but
you do. Just you may not think you've done a lot, but just to see your face there did a lot for us to see you there, to see us represented as women, and I love the potty mouth because there's. I didn't get to hear you speak for some years, but when I heard you, I was like, man, she's got a potty mouth. But then once I heard you go off on some people, I was like, we have to have it. We have to be thick-skinned. So, again, I learned so much just from watching you.
How did you make sure that the people that were in the Gamer Girls were girls? I mean, was it the Crocodile Dundee style?
You know, it was really hard. I mean, it involved mostly trust. I mean, the thing is, we weren't taking DNA samples. You know, you just if people said they wanted in, 99% of them were women because, you know, and the ones that weren't, it was pretty obvious as soon as they got in there and started chatting and their spelling was fucked up and they just acted like assholes and was like, all right, you're a boy, get out.
Wait a minute. Just because spelling was fucked up? Their spelling was fucked up? Oh, come on.
You know what? I know it sucks, but it's, you know, something about balls makes your grammar suck.
Well, bless you. You know, you are an exception to this rule. Your spelling is exceptional, but you know.
No, you're just trying to make me feel better.
Well, no, I don't care about you feeling better. You know, but the point is, I give you credit. You're an excellent writer. You have.
Well, you know what? You would have passed. You would have passed in the Gamer Chick forum.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I would have been considered a girl. Thank you.
Yeah, it got a little bit easier when the 360 launched and there were avatars that we could, you know, look up avatars. Of course, you know, men use female avatars too, but it was just gave us one more way to kind of go like, okay, I think you're.
Because hopefully they didn't go through all the trouble of creating a girl just to.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you really, really wanted to get in there and talk about yeast infections or whatever.
Because, yeah, we have some.
There was some nasty shit going on there, yeah.
Nasty shit.
But, I mean, you could. I mean, really, there would be no way to figure it out if you had any brain in your head at all and were determined. But people were really, I mean, especially in the very early days, people were so happy to be there and so supportive. And, I mean, people made lifelong friends in Gamer Chicks. And I think that's the thing I'm most proud of. Is that
that's the thing I most miss about it is the support, because we caused some major havoc with game developers. That's how Gamer Chicks is how we got the female Spartan. Those of you who don't know, it's how we got that. What's that game you liked last year? The GTA knockoff. Yes, I'm still talking bad about that.
Oh, Saints Row the Third.
Yes,
Saints Row the Third's awesome. What a knockoff!
Oh,
it's a clone game. Whatever.
We went after them.
Just because they own that, because, you know, they started that genre doesn't mean they own it.
Yeah. Well, still, you needed to put a woman in there, so yeah, we went after them. I think at one point, so. It was so much strength in numbers is what we had. So I miss that. It's so hard to figure out how to get all of us together, and we're missing that connector because we have so many new, you know, girls coming in, and they have no idea where to go, what to do, and then they come and they'll find Pop Chicks. Yes, they find Game Matrix, and they find Game Girls Radio. And at one point, we were all in one place. It made it so easy so that they knew where to go, what to do. So we just missed that. Microsoft, you done fucked up.
Yeah, but you know,
they just lost the community. They lost Trixie.
Yeah, well, you know, I think honestly, a big part of the, I mean, they haven't lost community. I mean, honestly, I don't really follow Xbox that much anymore, just because, I don't know, it's like, you know, seeing your ex boyfriend with his new girlfriend. You know, it's just, you know, I just, you know, I don't need.
I hate
that.
When that happens.
Right, but you know, and with Gamer Chicks, it's even worse because it feels like I lost custody of my child, you know. So it's just really sad, the whole thing. Yeah, I have the same feeling. I wish that there was one place that wasn't. I mean, I see some sites that are, you know, girl groomer centric, and a lot of times they're owned by men, and it's purely a marketing ploy, or you know, the good thing about when Microsoft was behind it, it was because it was that it had, you know, the stability of a business behind it. You know, it's like some, there are some fan sites and they're great, and some are just really unprofessional, and I don't know. It's just, it would be great if we could all be together again, but
Well, this would be saying the same thing I'm saying. It, Xbox was the best financial and had a community. I don't know. I have to agree with you. The corporate thing is not working for me.
Yeah.
And PlayStation, the rest of them haven't quite figured out how to capture that that magic. Now let's get back to you.
Wait, can I say one more thing about Xbox and community though?
Yes.
Is that I think that the beginning of the end was when Peter Moore left, because he was such a huge, strong advocate for community, and he was always available to do community stuff and meet and greet, and he saw the value of it, and it was important. And when he left, it was kind of like there was no high-up champion of community anymore. So, you
know, British mentality.
It's not just a Trixie thing, definitely. Could be.
So, yeah, we know. I heard that breaking up too, Molly. I'm going to cut you. Okay, so now I got to get back to Miss Lexi. I'm hearing that there's going to be more than one.
Yeah, definitely. There's. I actually wrote the end of book 6 the other day. So,
God.
That's a lot of
books. I have a lot of work to do in between those things. But I'm on a. So, obviously, book 1 is out. I'm about 3 chapters into book 2. I'm hoping that will come out in the spring. And then, you know, just keep doing one a year, probably every 9 months or so.
And do you think you're going to end up having yourself a video game with Lexi? Because, you know, I could tell you the perfect company that would love to have that. You know, Her Interactive would love that. You know,
that would be great. It might be too dirty for them, though. I guess
they need some adult stuff there.
That's, you know, it's funny because somebody else, who's a developer, was saying that it would be a good point and click adventure.
I think so too. I mean, they already do Nancy Drew. They just need to dirty her up a little bit and name her Lexi.
Yeah, exactly. They both have some.
So is the next title of your book going to be 50 Shades of Pixels?
No.
Damn.
Stay away from that 50 Shades stuff. I haven't read that book. I mean, I scratch on it all the time, which, you know, I guess I shouldn't, because there's obviously something that's very, very attractive about that.
Yes,
book,
it's called Sex.
Yeah, but, you know, there are plenty of books that actually are well written that have sex in it. But I don't know.
This one's not well written.
That's what I hear. But no, hell, that's
not well written. It's misspelled.
So whatever.
Yeah,
it was written by a man. That's our current theory, because it was spelled.
Because of the spelling.
The spelling is, man. I had I was reading it on an iPad, and I was trying to cross stuff out with a red pen on the iPad screen. This is not spelling. What the fuck is this? That is not how you spell reticent. No. No.
I like that idea, though. Maybe I'll have to rustle somebody up at Her Interactive and say, make a game out of my book.
I would buy it.
All right. I don't know. I'll go to them. I have one guaranteed customer. There you go. Give me some money.
Well, you don't have a big mouth. So. Everybody's going to play. I'm out on the corner with my coat open.
Whoa.
Yes, the master knows how that goes. No, nothing on under the coat. I just got your games landed in my coat. You know you want it. You know you want it.
The what, the syphilis or the game? I'm not sure.
Coming. I had to say it too many times. See, you made me say it twice. You're supposed to be right there with it. You were too slow.
Say my name.
Now, so are you going to let your little ones read Lexi? Have they read?
You know, well, obviously a 3-year-old can't read anything yet, and I can get her to identify the letter A once in a while, but that's about it. I mean, you know, they're 16 and 21, the older ones, so they can do whatever they want. But I know that my son, even though he's a big reader, he bought it on his Kindle to be supportive, but really he doesn't want to read it because, you know, there are sex scenes in there that his mother wrote, and he just doesn't want to care. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to read sex scenes my mother wrote. Sorry, Mom.
Scarm for life.
Exactly.
And the 13-year-old? No.
16.
Oh, my God. See, I'm still stuck. In my head, she's like little because that's the last time I saw her.
I know. Now she's 16 now. Almost 17. Yeah, I think she'll probably read it, but she probably won't want to discuss it.
Your daughter is... God. See, she's like 12 in my head. I'm seeing her face in my head, and she's little.
No,
How is she 16? Does she game? Or are they all like...
Not so much. She's super, super into music and texting her friends and, stuff like that. She's not much of a gamer. My son is a huge, huge nerd. Like, games, D&D, tabletop, Lord of the Rings, every nerd thing. He is all into that.
Do they go around saying, my mom's Trixie?
they used to. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they used to. They stop now.
In gaming, I'm kind of, fading into the sunset or whatever. People don't know who I am anymore, so.
That's such a lie.
Never forget.
No, I'm telling her it's a lie because somebody, I think you and I were talking back and forth on Facebook, and I got a message from some game developer going, you know Trixie? And I said, oh, yeah? Can you introduce me? No.
No.
And that was my answer, no. You can talk to her all by yourself. What are you scared of? Oh, then she'll cuss you out. Well, she will, either way, if I introduce you or not. But point being is, you can do that yourself. Cut me. You don't need me.
You don't need me.
Yeah, they know who you be.
All right. I'll take the word for it.
All right. So we have talked Trixie to death. Are you staying with us while we talk some stuff about some stuff that went on this week?
I will stay as long as until the children start screaming.
Well, we like screaming children. I think I have one wrong somewhere.
All right. So if I disappear, don't be alarmed.
You have to leave the sound on so we can hear because what I do. I am going to pull your eyelashes out if you don't stop. No, talking.
Yeah.
You got to stay on when we do that.
CPS rolls up. What happened? Oh, your thing was on. Oh, damn it.
And the Blast just got his little. Well, you can't pull his eyelashes out. He's too little.
What?
You can't pull your baby's eyelashes out. He's too little. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Hands off.
Yeah, you can't.
Hands off the baby.
You can't.
That's what I expect for.
You can't threaten him yet. Okay, so we got all kinds of crazy, cool, disgusting things that happened this week. And most in the top of my mind is the fact that Zynga was gambling. What are you doing gambling? Did you read that, Blaster?
No, what's up? I don't see what the issue is with that.
I feel like that's a cop out.
Why?
Why? Because it's a cop out. Well, we all know they keep losing people.
Mm-hmm.
As Ginger keeps saying, the rats are jumping ship. The ship is sinking. The rats are jumping off. So now they're trying to set up a online casino type of thing to bring in revenue.
I love gambling. Good call on.
I like gambling, but how is that going? How is it going to help you? I don't think this is a good from going from a squeaky clean reputation to now we're online gambling because we know what happens to people who gamble, especially people who do it online because they don't have to leave their house, especially if they have an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
People broke, losing their houses. We know this is going to happen, and it's going to be their fault.
I don't
know. No, it's not their fault, but you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't see – so gambling addiction is definitely a problem, right? That's a very true thing. But I don't think – that just because I don't know. I like gambling. I do it occasionally, and I would like to play. I like playing gambling games. I don't want to get on one of the CD offline, offshore casinos. But I wouldn't mind playing some sort of little game that I could do a little gambling with my friends. I don't see what the problem is. I really don't. I don't understand. I mean, yeah. So Zynga is known for Farmville and Cityville and all those little cutesy little games that your grandma likes to play and likes to.
Well, why is it the grandma?
Well, it's always people that you aren't really gamers that play those games on Facebook and always send you stupid little messages that everybody gets sick and tired of. I mean, so what? Is it a poker? Is that what you're talking about? I think that's
well,
what it is.
It's not just the poker. They're talking about real money. We're not talking about, you're kind of playing around and, you're sending requests back and forth to your friends and it's harmless. They're talking about real money. They went and applied for a license in Nevada. so that they could really gamble. And you keep in mind, when you're in a casino, they can make you leave. You know, if you start getting rowdy and, you know, you start losing all your money, they can make you leave. How do you stop a gambling addict?
Do you think they actually make anybody leave if they're losing all their money? Come on.
Well, if you don't have any money, I'm sure they make you leave because you are used to them anymore. But
I'm sure you're going to have to put some money in ahead of time, like out of, through a PayPal account or something, before they let you gamble with it. I'm positive that that's going to be happening.
I see bad things happening with this.
I don't know. Grandma likes to gamble. Might as well let grandma gamble. What's the heck?
We don't really want my grandma to gamble. You know my grandma's crazy. She'd be like, you pulled out my Ethernet cord. Now I'm going to shoot you. I had a good hand. And she's serious when she says this. It's not going to be a pretend. It's not going to be a halo gun. It's going to be a real gun. I'm feeling bad things are going to happen with this. And I don't like that their reputation. They have such a squeaky clean. Why don't y'all just make some good games? How about y'all just do that?
Yeah, Trixie, help me out here. Come on.
I think that Zynga needs to make some cash fast, so they're going to do whatever the hell they need to, right?
Better than Corey's idea of standing on a street corner with a trench coat.
With a trench coat.
I would make hella cash, too.
Would you like to buy an O? Remember that on Sesame Street?
We don't want to talk about Sesame Street with this whole Elmo is tarnished forever.
Aww. That makes me sad.
Oh,
didn't renege and then eventually then like come back and say no, it did actually happen.
Yeah, and then somebody else came forward and then he was like, I'm done, or he said,
Elmo, no be Elmo.
Okay.
How
about the baby when he thinks about underage sex?
Elmo touched babies in their no place. No, let me stop.
Whoa!
Hey, he did it. I don't make the news. I just report it.
Allegedly,
my ass. If it was allegedly, they would say allegedly. He wouldn't have quit.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Son, I don't know. Anyways, my son loves the little Elmo.
I love Elmo too.
I know. I don't know.
They're gonna keep Elmo though, right? I mean, they're just gonna Elmo's gonna have a fucked up voice now.
Yeah, Elmo's gonna come on and be like, "Hey, bitches, what's going on?
This is my goldfish, Dorothy."
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. That is just wrong.
Elmo says, count three. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, Dark says the guy had pictures. Ooh, he had pictures?
Oh.
I'm just reading the title of an article. Sex, Meth, and Elmo. Flash's accusers tell all.
Oh, man.
Is that on TMZ? Because that sounds like a TMZ article.
Oh, no, but it's TMZ's dirtier, more unpopular brother Jezebel.
Same difference.
Can that be a sister?
It
could be a brother. He could be a cross-dresser.
I don't know. I mean, this article is poorly written, and it's got some misspelling. So
so it's a dude, right? I'm dude. Never gonna fucking hear the end of that.
No, you know you're not, because Vlad is gonna be tweeting it.
Two balls in a dictionary. That's me.
Okay. Speaking of distasteful.
Speaking of.
Square Enix put up their Facebook app for Hitman Absolution. Did anybody manage to see it? Because I didn't see it. I wanted to see it. I wanted screenshots. Okay, so apparently you could put out hits on your friends, and when they were hit, they would be labeled stuff like, I don't know, dirty ball sack or something like that. I don't know. It was some disgusting stuff, which would have probably been fine had it just been in private on their forums, but to put it on Facebook was probably not the smartest idea. But they ended up yanking it down within a here's what it was. It said, you have a small penis, small tits. These were labels that you could give your friends, and then they pulled it down and said that they were sorry. And then, of course, they were in trouble about that whole nun thing, which I absolutely love. I actually love the nun thing.
Who wrote this? Like the Jerky Boys? And this is like, seriously, that's like really immature, humoristic humor going on there. I don't really understand what's so. I mean, it's not shocking to me. It's just immature.
Well, the advertising agency that made it is called Ralph, if that tells you anything.
Hey, though, I have to say, I think if we, if people with small penises died off, that would be good overall. It would be like naturally selecting for good penises.
Wait a minute.
You're like the Hitler of penis.
Yes, yes. Put all the small dicks in an oven. That is my final solution.
Why the oven?
Well, because he's a Hitler.
Yeah. Are we on that note, I have to jump in.
That's our favorite word.
And make a nice little public announcement. The views of Trixie do not necessarily represent the views of Gamenatrix as a whole. Nobody write any hate mail. That's all Trixie. Thank you.
Yes, they do. It's a sad part. We talk about
the fans of small dicks are going to take exception to that.
No, the people who have small dicks are going to have a problem with that.
They're going to write in. They're going to be like, "Dear Gamenatrix and Gamer Girls Radio, I do not approve what Trixie said.
My penis is tiny, but it's special."
Signed, anonymous.
Exactly.
That's what my mom says when she helps me put on my shorts every day.
That's just nasty. Right. that accent you're doing is just nasty. I just want to put a bib on you.
That's
nasty. So, now, Trixie, you're doing some marketing. Do you think this was smart, even though they pulled it? Is there some kind of secret?
No, it's terrible.
You don't think it got them some extra attention they may not have gotten because they...
That's not good attention, though. That's like, oh, everybody hates you, you know? Good.
I wanted to see it. I wish I had managed to catch it when it was actually up.
I woke up and it was all over. Oh, my God, these guys are idiots. But I didn't see the thing itself.
Am I the only one who never played any of the Hitman series? I guess I might be the only one.
I played one of them for, like, an hour.
And I thought they were really bad. I mean, I heard like the early ones were really bad. I don't know how it's made it this far. I mean, usually they don't keep making games if they're bad.
The same reason why Twilight movies made three. Some people just like bad shit. That's why.
Same reason the Kardashians are still on TV.
Exactly.
Oh, the human race. They make me sad.
That's exactly why. Somebody decided this was a good game. The last one I played was I don't know who was it that's making the service, like I was gonna say Steam on live. It was pretty, but I couldn't figure out how to play. They weren't offering any tips or help or anything. It was like, here, play this, and I didn't know what to do because I don't do a whole lot of PC gaming. So I tried the standard keys. That didn't work. He wouldn't jump when I said jump. You know, I don't know.
That's not cool.
No, it was not. But it's great.
Jump.
That's because he won't take orders from anybody.
I guess not.
Not even, yeah, anyways.
So now, Ralph has pretty much ruined their... They've pretty much ruined their career.
That's pretty funny.
Ralph.
Yeah, people will forget. They've got... This country has like a 3-second memory.
I don't have a 3-second memory. We will continue to bring it up over and
over. Okay, all right.
Look, much like that guy who was talking shit to Gabe and Tycho at Child's Play, no, we have not forgotten you. I don't remember your name right this second, but when it comes to me, I will say it again.
I don't know. I must be in a really immature mood. I just keep laughing every time I say we're going to keep bringing up Ralph over and over again.
Ralph. Hey, my mother-in-law is listening to me, and I just said really bad words. That's good. That's a good, good job.
Hi, Trixie's mother-in-law. We're sorry.
It's all their fault.
I'm really sorry.
I'm totally sweet and innocent all the time. All the other times.
My head started hurting when you said that. No.
It's that concussion.
Yeah, no. The concussion was reacting to that lie.
You're concussed. I'm healing your concussion with my...
Lies?
No. My truth. My truthiness.
Your truthiness.
Yeah, this happened a while ago. I want to say something, kind of switch topics for a second. This happened a little while ago, but since we've got Trixie here, I kind of wanted to get maybe your take on this. And I don't know if it's a big deal to you, but you know that G4 is going to quit the gaming programming at the end of the year?
That's weird. What's up with that?
I don't know. They said they were going to... Well, I don't think they had like a big... I guess it was a big surprise to everybody, and at least at G4. I mean, Kevin Barrera was out like almost immediately. A couple months ago, they quit negotiating with Adam Sessler, which was, you know, Corey's favorite squeeze. Right? Squeezing. Excuse me, Corey. He
got that backwards. I'm his favorite squeeze.
Right. So I just don't understand. Like, I mean, where? I don't know. I guess gaming culture was kind of in for a couple of years. Is it on the way out?
You know what I think? I think it's just not as niche anymore. It's more mainstream, and so you don't need a special channel to cover Halo stuff because mainstream media is going to cover it.
You know, I would like to say that that's the truth, but mainstream media doesn't even quite understand gaming culture.
Oh, right. I know. They don't understand jack shit, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try to make money off of it, right?
Tonight on the 7 o'clock news, no scope kills and how they affect you. No, come on, I don't see that happening. I mean, sorry.
They keep trying and trying and trying, especially our local Fox station, where they were trying to rope us in at one point to come do stuff for them, but they couldn't even figure out what they wanted us to do. We were like, what do you want us to do? Well, we just talk about games. Do you understand how many games there are? Well, we're going to give you a 10-minute segment. You think we can fit every game?
They just want to.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes.
They're just trying to check a box. They're like, what's popular? Reality shows? Gaming? Okay, let's have a show for each of that. I mean, it all comes down to money. Obviously, the gaming format was not lucrative enough, and that's why they killed it. I mean, I think that maybe we're reading too much into it or trying to be philosophical, but bottom line, they must not have been making enough money or they would have kept doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's fair. I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, I wasn't one of the people that bought into the hype of G4 and all that. And I half the time I never really watched it. So maybe that's part of the problem. But
I did. And I thought maybe if they had given it a little more time, because, you know, a lot of people didn't know it was there. Some people weren't able to get the channel. Like, they were having people begging, you know, please put on our watch.
Yeah.
So I think they just didn't give it time enough. You know, kind of like when they pull shows early because they're like, oh, nobody's watching this. But it's like, yeah, we're watching it. Fuck, maybe I was working those nights and I was saving it on the DVR. I was going to watch it before you pulled it. I think that's what they were victim of. They didn't give people time.
Well, they changed format, you know, a couple of years ago. I mean, it's been a few years, right? And the tactic show was, like, not one of my – I didn't really care about it. Like, I'm not really into the whole gaming or nerd culture thing. I mean, I like video games and you know, I have interest in that area, but it's not like everything that is nerdy I care about. I don't. Right, and so it's like there was that show kind of I never really got into. I loved it, you know. I loved X-Play. I loved the stuff that was pure video games. I loved it back in the day when they used to have Tech TV. Back when Tech TV had what was that Colin show used to do with problems and stuff.
I know what you're talking about. That's one of the first ones they killed when they merged the channels.
Yeah, you know them. It was, and I forget, Leo LeBold or something like that was the guy's name that used to run that, and he used to call in with all your problems. I thought that was awesome. I really missed that part of, you know, I know this is pre-merged, and I know that once they merged, like, that all went away. It's been a long time since it's been on the air, but I miss that kind of stuff. I mean, that to me was useful, and I like that mix of, like, popular shows about video games and technical shows that really helped you do things. It's like nowadays you watch cooking shows, right? It's all about the flash, right? It's all about the flair, about how to keep you interested as opposed to really teaching you how to cook something. Right, and that's what I think the kind of shift was, in a sense, right? I mean, as an example.
I think they didn't get another thing, give it time. Remember, also, G4 came about before Facebook existed, before there was a Twitter. And imagine what they could do now. Let's just take it back with those same shows, like the one that Molly's talking about when Tina was on. Remember, weren't they the ones that sat around the mic and they talked and they kind of took questions from their forum, but imagine if they had a Twitter and if they had a Facebook that they could sit and directly interact with people live, much like we're doing now, how different it would be, how many more viewers they'd have, because everybody loves to be somewhere where they can talk. I want to say something too. I want to be able to call in and ask a question. And so I think they came about and then they didn't wait to see what was going to happen, which tells me I think the people that own G4 originally were the same people that run MTV. And just didn't have the patience to say, you know what, we maybe don't quite understand this culture. Let's just kind of stay with it a little bit longer and see if something's going to change. Even just a year or two later when MySpace came, really started kicking in, would have been a good time to, you know, come in, to come in and do a whole lot of things different, better. I didn't like the way they did the award shows either. Speaking of Spike TV Blaster, they were the ones that fucked up the award show horribly. It's bad when developers are embarrassed because there's girls dancing on their table. And I don't think I knew many developers that don't like a girl dancing on their table. So to embarrass them was, like, pretty bad. So
right.
I think we may get another gaming channel. I won't say that we don't need it. I mean, if you have a channel that's nothing but cooking, surely we can have one that's nothing but gaming. It just needs to be done by somebody who actually likes gaming. It's not about just, you know, as Trixie saying, corporate. I actually like gaming. I know about the culture. I am engrossed in it. I'm looking at you, Major Nelson.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, he is a real gamer, though. I will give him that. He does actually like games, which, you know, a lot of times you don't get that.
Plus, he's a major.
Yeah.
Some respect comes with that kind of, with that kind of, you know.
He earned that rank.
That's exactly right.
On his back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't say that at all. That somebody, like,
I'm gonna
cut
lose my
in.
Hair. Like, I'm gonna lose my hair privileges since you said that next time. He always lets me mess up his hair. You know his hair is always perfect, right? I get to mess up the hair. Yeah, he's not going to let me. He's going to be like, you let Chick say that and you didn't say anything? I can't control.
You laughed. I heard you.
I'm sorry, but it was so good. Somebody in the chat room is complaining, not enough original games. We're getting back there. It's just slow and painful. It's very slow and painful.
Well, it's just like the movies. It's just really, really hard to get people to be willing to pay for something unless they know it's going to work.
I don't want to pay for it when I don't know it's going to work. That's what I'm trying to get the gamers to understand. Stop paying $60 for a game when you don't know if it's going to be good.
Well, it's not even the gaming industry necessarily that suffers from that, right? I mean, look at the movie industry. How many remakes can we go through? I mean, how many 80s movies can we dredge back up and remake again? Right? I mean,
it's
like,
kind of
serious.
To the ridiculous point. Like, are they remaking Weird Science?
Oh, God, please no.
You know, I'm just waiting for the Encino Man to come back around again.
We're getting a Ghostbusters, but at least it's not a remake. It's a continuation, which I can fully accept.
But are they actually going to do that?
Yeah.
They're going to talk about that.
I think Bill Murray pulled out, and they're like, now it's not happening, or are they going to do it without him? Because
they're
going to
do it without him.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Well, the rest of them need the money. Come on. Bill Murray, think about this. Like, Bill Murray's been the only one who's actually been working since the Ghostbuster film. And I have to say this, I do like the whole cast of Ghostbusters. I mean, Ghostbusters 2 is my favorite movie of all time, pretty much. Right? I mean,
you
like, if
two better than one?
Really?
I did. Two is always better than one.
No.
Two
only
is
in The Godfather. That is the only case in which that is accurate.
No, I'm just saying in general, two is always better than one.
Oh, like two balls instead of one ball.
All right. Like,
and
that's right, exactly.
That doesn't work with boobs, though, just so y'all know. the analogy doesn't work.
Anyways, I'm just saying that I understand why, you know, he pulled out of that project, right? I mean, I thought, see, there's the thing, they made that Ghostbusters game, like, a while back, not the Sanctum of Slime, the stupid Wii version of it.
I like that game.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that game gives me gas.
Oh, it wasn't the Wii one. It was the Xbox one.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. That one was supposed to be that because they said back when they talked to who they talked to back then. It wasn't Bill Murray. It was Moranis. Rick Moranis.
Oh, Rick Moranis. Yeah.
No, that's not who they talked to. Anyways, they talked to somebody. They basically one of the original cast, and they're like, "Okay, we've decided we're not doing. There's not going to be another Ghostbusters movie, right? So we've decided to make this the third movie installment, right? But in video game form." And I was like, "Oh God, they didn't just say that, right?" And you watched it. And it was, I mean, there was some cool. Like, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, there was a lot of cool stuff in there, but it was sort of cheesy. So I'm kind of nervous if they're really going to do a third Ghostbusters movie. Is it really going to stand up to, you know, what we see in our minds? We see Ghostbusters 1 and 2 was made in a different era, right? So you have different expectations for that. Nowadays, it's like in the era of the Dark Knight and all these like movies that are just...
That's what I've been hearing the rumblings of for years. Like, the game, whatever the game is, they've already made the game for the next movie. It's already done, is what we saw. But I heard over the past decade that it's supposed to go a little bit darker because they are trying to bring in a new generation in, and they're not going to go for the hokey bullshit. And
but that was the whole charm of the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
but that's for
us. Remember, you got a whole generation behind us that look at. You know, let me just tell you, I put on Ghostbusters and Baby Matrix, also because Baby Matrix is also Baby Spielberg was saying, see that shot? See how that's not lined up? You see that right there? And see how you can see the outline of the special effects? See, that's just ugly. Look right here. They should have done this shot from the left. And then they should have this one from the right, and this one should have been... Oh, never mind. Just don't watch it.
But
so,
Slimer, you've given them everything.
I haven't given them enough.
She hates Slimer because she says she can clearly see where he is not a part of the film. He is superimposed, she told me the other day, superimposed later in post-production. Yes, she knows the post-production.
I'm just saying, I don't think if they try to go gritty, it's going to be the same. And
well, they did. Remember they had a cartoon years later that was gritty, and I loved the cartoon. So it can be done.
Wasn't gritty?
Yes, it was. It was not like the movie. It was not a whole lot of jokes and things like that. A whole lot of serious storylines.
Super joke. Oh, whatever.
You know what? We can settle this argument later with YouTube. Uh-huh. That's what YouTube is for. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Bring it.
I will.
Who is talking about AC? Oh, you're AC radio. Okay, I thought you were talking about my.
Who's talking about AC? Are you talking about AC?
He's talking about my Assassin's Creed. He's talking about my man.
Oh, that's your AC unit.
Okay. I live in a 100-year-old house. There is no AC. There is no such thing. I'm surprised that Snow hasn't jumped on Dark before he's talking about Final Fantasy. You know how that irritates her. She must not be paying too close attention. Joe, you better run, boy. Now, Trixie, are you still... Uh-oh.
What? I do.
No, Snow just jumped in. She's mad. Zuma is still able to get to you the way it used to? Because I
I put it on Facebook now. I put Zoom a bit.
Did you know it was on Google Plus?
No.
I'm
sorry.
Who used Google Plus anyway?
Yeah.
Apparently everybody now. Everybody. The migration is
really
happening. Yeah.
Actually shit happening besides just crickets chirping now?
Well, put it this way. Also this week, Facebook lost their exclusivity with Zynga, so you will now see all of the farm bills and all that going over there. And yeah, this is going to be ugly. And they created groups and stuff this week and communities.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then they got that hangout business, so if you gaming, you can now see the person you're talking shit to. Bitch, I just corn. What? Because, that's going to be some ugly, ugly Farmville. Bitch, I just stole all your corn. What? What? Come on, Grandma.
My mother is so addicted to Farmville and Cityville. It's like I will put up things on Facebook, like, oh, here's a picture of, your granddaughter dancing, and, oh, look, my book came out today, and my mom won't even know it, because she thinks that Facebook is the Cityville machine. And I'm like, oh, my book came out 2 days ago. She's like, it did? I'm like, seriously, woman? And then I'll go to her page, and I'll just see all these ridiculous achievements in her stupid game that she's... I'm just like, wow, all right.
Yeah, my mother hasn't quite made the leap to that. She likes video games. She likes to, kind of talk. I mean, she likes video games, but I don't think she's ever going to play on Facebook. I just can't see her doing that. I've talked to her about it. She loves to play like Roller Coaster Tycoon and like the Sims. Although she didn't like the Sims Medieval, which I don't think a lot of people did either. But she likes stuff like that, and it's just funny because she doesn't like Facebook games. She's on Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just odd.
You know what's sad is there are some really good games hiding on Facebook and Google, for that matter, that you can't find because Zynga is all in the front of every fucking thing. I mean, we found some amazing games on Facebook that are actually games, not just share, get your friends to come and play, but actual games. And they will never see the light of day because of what's on the front page. You people gotta stop playing this bullshit. Oh, look at that. Look at Migraine coming in with some movie trivia. See, I like that kind of movie trivia that John Belushi was supposed to be in in the original Ghostbusters. I like that. I love me some movie trivia. That's going to be my other job when I'm old. I'm just going to sit around and talk shit about the movies. Did you know? Blah, blah, blah.
Did you know?
She'll be watching Jeopardy when she's older. I know that. Pick the movies for 500. Damn it.
I'll be in the audience throwing stuff at people.
Yeah, I bet.
Throwing my shoes because I can't wear them anymore. You can't wear those pretty shoes when you get to be old. Throw my heels.
I don't wear heels anymore either. I'm just like, fuck it.
Should you stop wearing those now, Corey?
Should I stop wearing them now? No, I am required to wear them now.
I'm not even.
I am required to wear them. I've been told I must wear them at all times. I have on some now.
Oh, really?
I do. They're black. They're not stilettos, by the way. They're sandals, but they're high heels.
How's that necklace fitting?
It's a little tight.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a little tight. Okay, my brand, you are not playing Potform on Facebook because they took that game off about 4 or 5 months ago. So, no, you are not playing Potform. What is with the Facebook and the no ESRB rating? Trixie, do you know why? Look.
I don't know.
Look, we're going to ask her, does she know everything? You are the...
Yeah, I know every damn thing on the planet.
What is the grand unified theory?
Well, it is a theory that everything is grand when you're unified.
Wow, it just went really dirty.
Yeah. Now, on a serious note, what's going on over at PopChicks? I know you guys were quiet for a while.
You know, that's kind of a Dirty Divas thing. Now, I'm not really too involved in it. So, you should have them on.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I went over to look. Actually, I sent somebody over there, and they were like, they haven't said anything. And I was like, let me find out what's going on. So I figured this was a good time to ask. Let me.
They're still there, and they're going strong. They're like they do sort of gamer spotlight type stuff a lot. I'm actually gonna. I'm hoping that Farrell will let me write some book reviews because I do have a book section and I read a lot of books. So
yes, I noticed because I see them on Facebook.
I know.
You got to be the one person I know that probably reads faster than I do.
Yeah.
I usually can go through about an 800-page novel in a couple of hours. Although
way faster than I can read.
Well, but I don't have that many books, you know, in the pipe yet right now either. But when I'm watching you, I'm like, God damn, I need to get some books. Look at what did she read? Let me see what that is.
Well, I gotta say, I'm totally addicted to Goodreads, you know, because it's like achievements for reading, sort of. So you, like, track your progress to how many books. Like, I have a goal for the year. It was 52, and then I got to 52 in, like, April. I'm like, okay, I'm going to up it to 100. So I'm on my 100th book for the year right now, so I'm pretty excited.
And I'm already behind you. I'm not going to catch up.
Next year.
I'm on it next year. Okay, Molly is afraid to call in to ask you questions. I don't know why. So are you going to ask the damn question? See, now you waited too late.
Yep.
Now you waited too late, Molly.
That's right. Yep.
If something's weird slipping in my head.
Did you really just...
Don't worry, that's just laughter.
Well, sorry, I mean, it's getting time. I mean, Molly, she just waited too long. She kept saying, I'm going to ask a question, I'm going to call in. It never happened. Molly's such a tease.
She's scared.
Okay, so am I closing up the show?
I'm going to close and then you're going to take it home. Make sure you guys pick up a copy of Miss Trixie's book, Lexi. What am I about to say? Lexi and the car mysteries. What was it?
Schools.
Don't ask me why I was going to say car. I don't know. But make sure
also known as pixels.
Yes.
Pick up a copy, digital or otherwise. That's a good Christmas gift.
Woohoo!
Just saying, and it's got sex in it, so...
Okay. I'm putting the link in your chat room right now.
Right.
There you go.
And harass her on Facebook, and you know where to find us. Snow?
You already finished it.
I didn't finish
done
it.
Now.
I'm not finished yet.
Hurry up.
Okay. Since I will finish, you know where to find us. GamerNatures.com, new.GamerNatures.com, until I finish building the website, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and everywhere else in between. We'll see you guys. I don't know if you'll see us much. I don't know if you'll see you guys tomorrow morning because Miss Ginger Stick, but if it's possible to be here, we'll be here doing the news.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Very, very fun.
As always.
See you, everybody.
Who you gonna call?